The demons could talk, but they couldn't stop him from running. You got to run to Jesus while the devil's still talking in your head. I don't care what he's saying to you, what you can't be, what you can't do. You see, let me show you something. I got to show you something. I want you to get this because this is important. We went from the cemetery to the constraints, to the crying, to the cutting himself. Here I am at the cutting part. The Bible said that he was cutting himself in the tomb. Now everything else he had fought was outside of him. They had tried to chain him up and he fought them off. They tried to lock him down and they fought him off. But when he was left alone, he started cutting himself. Now I want to go deep. I want to go to the damage you've done to yourself. I want to get way down to the things that you've done to yourself. He was cutting himself in the tomb. You got to visualize this. This man is in a cemetery. He's got friends he can't reach. He's got family he can't touch. He's got a life he can't get to. He's got a bed he can't sleep in. He's got a house he can't live in. Everything around him denies everything that he is and has. And so what happens to him, his anger has turned on him. When you get angry about what happened to you in life, anger turns on you. That's what depression is. Depression is anger turned inside. Hallelujah. That's why I'm trying to get it out. Because if you don't get it out, it's going to go in. And if it goes in, it's going to make you cut yourself. And it'll make you your own worst enemy. And it'll make you destroy it. Lord, have mercy. I feel like preaching. Lord, you got to help me. It'll make you destroy yourself. And the Bible said that when nobody was looking, he was cutting himself. Why would a man cut himself? It is called pain-to-pain therapy. I want to tell you about when I was in South Africa and I was on a safari, and they were telling me that safaris, when you go on a safari, they have them in a conservatory, and a conservatory is surrounded by miles and miles of fences that might be 100 square feet big. It's large conservatories for lions and elephants and zebras and gazelles and everything are living in these parameters. But the very fact that they are fenced in is unnatural. So what they do is to keep the brush from growing up too tall, they burn it off. They burn it off because it is an unnatural. The ecosystem that controls our well-being is so fragile that if you mess with it in any kind of way, it creates cause and effect. So they have to burn off some of the grasslands that normally the free animals would trample and move in herds from place to place. But because they're trapped, they break up the ecosystem and it affects the grass that grows. And so every so often they have to burn it off. So I asked the zoologist, I said, aren't you afraid of starting a fire that you can't stop? He said, no, because once we start a fire and we want to stop it, we use a fire to stop the fire. And there's something about burning a fire against a fire that puts the other fire out, and it cancels out each other. So pain to pain therapy is when people try to treat their own pain, and they treat the pain on the inside by creating pain on the outside. And anytime you see people with marks on their arms, they're not crazy. They're cutting themselves to distract themselves from the pain that they have on the inside. And the pain on the inside is so great that they start distracting themselves with pain on the inside. And they are called cutters. This type of reality exists whether you cut yourself physically or you cut yourself mentally. The reason that you're cutting yourself is pain to pain therapy. You're fighting fire with fire. It's self-mutilation. It's self-sabotaging behavior. You could have been out, but you cut yourself. You could have been further, but you cut yourself. You could have been more successful, but you cut yourself. Because you don't feel worthy on the inside. You reject prosperity on the outside. And every time something intimidates you, you cut yourself back. I'm too fat. I'm too dumb. I'm too stupid. I'm too ugly. I can't do a photo shoot. I don't like my pictures. I don't like the way I look. I don't like who I... You might as well take a razor and start cutting your arm, because you are cutting yourself. And the reason the enemy wants you to do it is that you make his job easier. He's using you against you to destroy you. And there the man is shut up in the tomb, cutting himself, and he can't stop cutting himself. Every time you get a chance to go up, you talk down. Every time you get a chance to have better, you say, I just don't need all that. It just don't require all that. It don't take all that. What you are doing is cutting yourself. But when the boat docked and Jesus stepped off the boat, before he could get both feet on dry ground, the man came running to Jesus. Slap your neighbor and say, run. Run. Run away from self-sabotage. Run away from self-destruction. Run away from the way you talk to yourself. Run away from canceling out your pain with more pain. You had a bad man, you go get a worse man. You had a wife beater, you get another wife beater. It's pain to pain therapy, because you don't feel worthy of good treatment. When a good man comes into your life, I just don't like him. You're cutting yourself. Slap them and say, run. The man runs to Jesus. Now listen to this. Legions of demons are in this man. Legions are massive multitudes of demons that are in this man. And all the legions, in a concerted effort of agreement, could not stop him from running. Can't nothing stop you from running. If you get ready to get to Jesus, can't nothing stop you from running. Can't nothing stop you from running. So they couldn't stop him from running. And when he got to Jesus, now the demons, who knew that Jesus is a spirit, he knew that Jesus saw them. So they couldn't hide any longer. So they started talking to him and said, why have you come to torment? I feel like preaching, I got stopped. Why have you come to torment me before my time? And then they started negotiating with Jesus. And they said, send us away, but don't let us leave the region. Because demons are assigned regions. They have territories. The demon in Dallas, the principality, let me use a Bible word, the principality in Dallas is not like the principality in Detroit. It's not like the principality in New York. That's why the city has trouble. Whenever they go out and get somebody from the outside to come in and fight a devil in Dallas, they bring a Detroit technique to a Dallas dilemma, and it's an entirely different kind of spirit. I come against the spirit that's over your region, that's over your territory. The devil has a space that he wants to occupy within certain parameters, and he doesn't want to leave the territory. When he gets through with your grandma, he'll jump on your mama. When your mama dies, he'll jump on you. The most dangerous place to be is at a funeral. The most dangerous place to be is at a funeral. I ain't got time to teach it, because demons are disembodied spirits, and they need a body to be able to operate. They can't function in the air by themselves. They need a body to work through. And they said, if we can't have him, we'll settle for the pigs. So the legions that were in one man got into an entire herd of pigs. And the man, watch this, the man was living with legions of demons that the entire herd of pigs couldn't stand. When the pigs encountered the demons that were on that one man, they committed suicide. The pig said, I'd rather drown in the river than live with what was in you. You don't know what you've been fighting. You've been fighting enough stuff to be able to kill you. But I came to evict the devil today and say, you gotta get out of here today. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're gonna live. I don't know where you're gonna live, but you got to leave here today. Somebody evict him right now with the Holy Ghost praise, with the Holy Ghost praise. Hold it a minute. Somebody get up on your feet and for the next 60 seconds, put the devil out of your space.